I do dog walking on the side, and one day I got this new client, a new dog. First day out walking it, it just lunged at my face and just practically tore off my nose after it was all over with the pain. And something like that stays with you. I couldn't look in the mirror, just I didn't want to know what I looked like afterwards. With the emotional and physical trauma, there's also the money. Where am I gonna get this money to recover and look like myself again? I didn't know who to contact. I ended up talking to my dad, and he told me to talk to the advocates. They walked me through every step, and I never saw a single bill. Lots of plastic surgeries, a lot of tears, but the advocates got me a settlement that covered everything, and then some. I am so glad I made that call.
I'm Matt with the Advocates Injury Lawyers. With us, you can focus on healing from a dog bite, and we'll handle everything else.
So my husband and I were driving home from a date night, and we were hit head on by a drunk driver. It was awful. Anytime it's a drunk driver, that's not an accident. They made a choice to get behind the wheel. So we called the advocates. They took care of everything. The settlement that they got for us was really good. They gave us our lives back.
I'm Matt with the Advocates Injury Lawyers. You shouldn't pay for someone else's bad decisions. With the advocates, you won't have to.
Listen, this is episode 100.
It's episode 100, and it's like some version of the Titanic right now in my world.
Which and version? So, are you eating caviar, or are you looking for a lifeboat?
Yeah, having sex in the car.
Right.
Kate Winslet?
Are you drawing someone naked, or is someone shooting at you while the water's rising? And or do we need any more descriptions that we need to give you, comparisons?
Are you standing on the front of the boat?
That was quite beautiful.
Dave with the soup, ice in his veins. Josh cracking jokes, never mundane. Oh my wild card, twisting your brain. Together they roll, FTS the name. Life's petty props, kick to the curb. Dave got the logic, never disturbed. Josh with the punchline, sharp like a verb. Omar the eccentric, slick like an herb. Friends talking shop.
Okay, Omar, you have your topic, you ready to go?
Yeah, I am.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. All right, listen. Show 100. Let's make some magic.
Let's let's be careful out there.
All right, here we go. In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Oh, wow.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the FTS podcast, the award-winning FTS Friends Talking Shop podcast.
I like that. I like how that sounds.
I'm just going to tease that for a second. I won't jump into it right away. But welcome to the podcast. It is episode 100.
100.
Just give ourselves a applause for getting to 100.
Absolutely. 100 episodes.
Us getting together 100 times and recording and trying to do what we do is incredible on a number of things. I mean, a lot of podcasts fail before 100, but we had the extra burden of getting Omar, you know, to sit down and pay attention 100 times.
100 times.
We did it. We made it. Congratulations to both of you. This is fantastic news.
Yes. So,
very proud to be at episode 100.
Well, congrats to you too. You're a part of this.
Thank you, Omar.
Are we talking about this right now?
Talking about what?
Which one? 100?
Well, I mean, so when you think about this, right, I was assuming that this is going to be talked about towards the end of the episode because it's kind of like, do we really need to flex with that in the beginning?
Well, He teased it. We're not going to hit it right now.
Okay.
He tickled your ass with a feather, Omar. That was
it. When you guys won, did you feel different?
You won too.
I'm sorry. Let me rephrase this. When each of you won, when you found out that we won,
yes.
How did you feel?
Elated.
Incredulous.
Josh, what did you feel elated about? I actually want to talk about this.
I was very. Right, I was.
Can we put a pin in that just for that?
Let me introduce
my host.
Assertive Dave.
Yeah, he's taking control.
Is that what's going on right now?
It's 99 episodes, but enough of your shit, Omar.
AD.
When you hit the top, you got to fight to stay there. You can't be complacent. You got to fight every day if you're the champion, right?
You have to pay extra for this. I like it.
All right. Well, welcome to the episode. It is 100. We've made it to 100. We have lots to cover. We're really glad you're with us.
Yeah.
Hope that you've maybe found us because of news and things that are happening, but we'll get to all that. But I'm a host, one of the hosts, Dave, and glad to be here. And I would like to introduce my other hosts as well. Also joining me as usual is Josh. Josh, how you doing?
I am doing well. I had I got my shingles shot today. Went there, and the woman said to me, "Okay, it's two doses. Have you either you gotten your shingle shot? It's hard to say. Shingle shot.
Is it a vaccine or is it?
Yeah, it's a vaccine.
Annual is have you never had one before?
Well, no. Once you hit 50, I think they recommend it. Look, I had I had shingles. It was a bitch. It was the worst pain. It was terrible. I couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
I couldn't get comfortable. Shingles is so bad. You can't even sit. You can't sit in a chair because it's so uncomfortable, depending upon where all your shingles are on your body.
Yeah.
And so I never want to go through that again. And it's not like chickenpox. You can get it again.
Yep.
So as soon as I found that out, I'm like, I'm getting my vaccine. But it's a two-shot deal. And I heard that the side effects suck. So I said to the woman when she's about to, you know, take the needle and she's taking it out of the vial, and I said, "Hey, is this the side effects bad? You know, is this a bad one?" She goes, "Oh yeah, this is a bad one." I'm like, "That's not what you're supposed to say.
No,
you're supposed to say no. Some people have side effects, but you'll be fine." No, she just straight out said, "Like, no. This is a bad one. This is a 3-4 days
called bad bedside manner."
It is, but you know, she's at CVS and sticking needles in random people's arms, so I'm not really expecting too much from her.
That's
not my doc, but so far so good. I thought maybe it would kill me for this recording, but knock on wood, so far so good.
Yeah, that's good. Because you're delicate, you're a delicate flower, and I would think that this would have probably a really hard effect on your body. And
look, I don't deal with what people call pain very well. it's not my strong suit. So if I know it's coming, I got to brace myself for it. But I'm waiting. I'm literally just a ticking time bomb mentally waiting for this to take hold of my body in some way, some fashion.
Yeah, we watch you start to like actually feel the effects here on YouTube. Watch your face break out sweat the next hour. Yeah.
Watch me slowly just disintegrate over the course of the hour. That would be hilarious.
That would be great.
For me. But I'm just, this is a public health warning. If you haven't gotten your shingles vaccine and you're 50 years or older, I would strongly suggest you do it. The side effects from the vaccine are nothing compared to shingles itself.
Yeah. It sounds adorable, like an adorable disease, but it hurts. I know you've said that. So
it does sound adorable, right? Shingles. That sounds lovely. Right. Oh, yep. Shingles. Wonderful.
Yeah. No. Is there someone with that last name?
I'm sure. We don't have phone books anymore, but I'm pretty sure there's a little Tommy Shingles.
Are you thinking Chris Kringle?
That's Kringles.
Yeah.
That's Kringles. Kringles are very different.
Potato chips? Are you thinking potato chips?
That's Pringles.
Yeah.
Kringles are what you get, Omar, when you sleep with Santa without protection. You get Kringles, and you don't want that.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're doing well so far. We'll keep a watch and
we'll
an
see.
Eye on you as we go.
Keep a watch on me.
My other host that joins me regularly is Omar. Omar, how are you doing? Where are you right now? Can you give us an update on you?
People have been calling me the last few weeks Jeb Bush.
They call you Jeb Bush?
Exactly. And then I realize why.
Yeah.
Today, because apparently I've been low energy.
Yeah.
So that's a thing.
Yeah.
I think that a good metaphor for that was I was in Miami a few days ago and I stayed in a place I've never stayed in before. I usually stay at the same place in Miami in South Beach. And my business partner picked a new hotel. I'm like, I should stay in the same hotel as him, you know, rather than stay in my other place. So I stayed at a place called The Moore, MOORE, in Miami.
Well, I can't imagine why people are calling you Jeb Bush.
Well, it was amazing.
Oh, good.
Okay.
But when we got there, they gave us a tour, and it's not just the hotel.
Yeah.
It's a private club.
Okay.
And a private workspace.
Ooh.
And it's only 13 rooms.
13 rooms.
And it has the private club is really sweet, right? They even have a cigar room. They have it's really nice, right? It makes you want to actually, when I get out of this island, I'm moving there.
Oh,
right.
Oh, okay.
I mean, yeah. I don't care. I will come back to what's that little kid? Elias Morales. What was his name?
Oh, Elias Gonzalez. The kid from Cuba.
Yeah. That kid. That's me. Right. So,
I thought you were Jeb Bush.
Well, listen, I'm saying to you, that's just the last few weeks. We become different characters, right, in different parts of our lives.
That's true. Yeah.
So back to this, right? So they gave us a tour, and the person at the front desk gave us the tour, and it's a freaking 30-minute tour.
Oh, that's
it's only 13 rooms. How could it be so long?
No, it's a private club. It's all these different rooms. There's a karaoke room. There's all these different rooms. And my business partner,
yeah,
was very engaged.
Yeah.
At some point, I'm out.
Yeah, you checked out. He doesn't know you have ADD, and so that's after the first 5 minutes, you're done.
I'm unable to focus on a conversation for longer than 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We have video proof of this happening.
Yes, we have
99-hour-long video proof of
lot
that
of, okay, lot of
you
evidence.
You want to know what? Let's try evidence. Something different, all right?
Okay.
I was on a date last night with
Is this your topic or another how you doing? Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
Who's English is their second language.
Okay.
And I said to her, I will speak more slowly to you.
Right. Yeah.
So I, on this thing, I don't know about speaking more slowly, but I will certainly focus more on each of the words that you guys say.
So my husband and I were driving home from a date night, and we were hit head on by a drunk driver. It was awful. Anytime it's a drunk driver, that's not an accident. They made a choice to get behind the wheel. So we called the advocates. They took care of everything. The settlement that they got for us was really good. They gave us our lives back.
I'm Matt with the Advocates Injury Lawyers. You shouldn't pay for someone else's bad decisions. With the advocates, you won't have to.
Okay.
Interesting.
I will.
English is our first language, so there's really no need to do that.
But if it suits you. I want to say,
I'm talking about not interrupting when you two Mensas are waxing poetically about some it'll gibberish. I will not interrupt.
Mensas? Is that like we're really smart? Is that what you're saying? Or it's okay in a sarcastic form? I
think that when you look in the mirror, that's what you see.
All right.
Yeah,
fair enough.
I'm going to take that as a compliment.
Yes, I will take that. Thank you. Thank you.
How did the date go?
Yes.
Oh, my day?
Date.
No, the date.
Oh, the date.
The slow talker.
Oh, boy. Quite the sign.
I would say it was potential C again.
Okay. I don't think I have the patience for that. If there's a language barrier where I have to slow down everything I say and talk a little, that would weigh on me. That's going to weigh on you too. I don't think you keep up that shtick, Omar.
A lot weighs on us. That you're right, Josh. That's why it probably won't work.
That was freaky. Were you just possessed there?
What was a puzzle? Like as you're communicating, are you like trying to find no? And you're like trying to rephrase things.
I tried the Apple headset thing.
Yeah.
It translates it. But she has to talk in a different language for that.
She was.
Oh, okay.
She was speaking 1.5 times speed then? Would that help?
Right. And then, but she didn't have a pair. So if she didn't have a pair. Right.
That's the rub there.
I can understand her.
Yes.
But it's really the opposite. Oh my God. That was it. I should have given her the headphones.
Yeah, she should have been wearing the headphones there, Omar.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's a little mistake. Listen, I want to show. It's a big mistake.
I'm not a Mensa.
No. We had that figured out right away. Yeah.
No. You're Mensies.
That's what we're here for.
I watch a show called 90 Day Fiance, and there's so many couples that have this language barrier. And I look at that, I'm like, I don't understand how these people connect. I don't understand how there's a love connection because they can't talk to one another. It's crazy. Yeah. So I could only imagine what your date was like.
But you're going to see her again?
Yeah. I'm thinking. That's what I'm doing. I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, try it. Give her the earbuds and give it a try.
Yeah, it's such a pain in the ass.
You know what? I'll do it just to try that out, see if it works.
I think that's worth
it. Okay. That's
worth
a date.
Play with our emotions.
That's right. String her along. That's just for this podcast.
For your experiment.
I think that's fair.
Well, this is for content.
That's what I'm saying. It is for content. I'm not against it. There's no sarcasm there.
Have you done
anything
recently or in these 100 episodes of the 99, have you guys done anything that was the reason why you did it that got you over the edge? Is that for content?
No, I haven't purposely done something for content, but believe me, I notice a lot more shit now for content.
Yeah. I'll take you one step further. I've had bad things happen that I look positively on because I think this is now content. I'm not irritated. I think I said it before. There's two things that happen to me now: good things and content. Like, that's how I look at the world, and that's an actually really great way to look at the world. Right?
Absolutely,
and then I noticed something when I was in this hotel. The lighting, this beautiful room, and I had one gray hair right at the supine of my forehead.
Supine, you know? Yeah,
yeah. That's the apex of your forehead.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
yeah.
And it was gray hair, and it was like a jaggedy gray hair. Mm.
And one gray hair, and you noticed
one gray hair. Why more than one?
I bet it bothered the shit out of you.
I did, but I did not pull it out. You want to know why? Because I wanted to bring it up here, and I don't see it anymore. I don't think you're supposed to pull them out. Isn't it some like if you pull it out, you get like something happens?
Yeah, it's horrible bad luck if you pull it out. You can
There's a thing. There's a thing about pulling out gray hairs.
No, there's not.
It's like a thing. Yes.
Get out of here.
David, is this not true?
No.
I know you're not supposed to pull hairs out of your nose because then you get ingrown hairs. But that's, I think, something entirely different.
So different.
Are there any like legends about pulling gray hair out of your body or out of your head?
Well, Sam said the Bible, when they cut his hair, he lost all his strength. Is that what you're thinking of?
Yeah, but that's not even close to relatable here.
Yeah, here you go. Here it is. Pull one, get seven. This is so true.
And which medical journal are you reading that out of?
No, this is a universal, this is the most universal myth.
Myth. Okay, glad you said that word.
Because you awaken the others.
Yes.
Gray hair is the shit removed.
We have now put that to bed. Yes.
Okay.
Pulling it out and the other ones underneath go, holy shit, what happened to Ed?
They're all
we should get out of the scalp here and search for them. Yeah, that's scientific.
Is this what? You don't think that's at all possible?
No, I do not. It's
David,
ridiculous.
Do you?
It doesn't really make a lot of sense, though. I can't understand why your hairs would wait until something gets pulled.
No.
You can see how this easily is a myth where someone's telling you not to pull out your gray hairs, or it just feels that way, right? Like,
correct.
I just pulled, now there's seven more. How'd that happen? I should have pulled
them. You know how it happened? Because you keep getting older. That's why you got the first one to begin with, and the chances are you're going to get more because you're not getting younger. So there you go. Dave, how are you doing?
Oh, interesting. It can cause thinning or no regrowth. Would you rather have gray hair or thinning hair or bald?
I'll take gray hair.
Great.
I would take gray hair.
Yeah, I'll take gray hair.
Fascinating.
Yeah. All right, Dave?
Did someone ask? Thank you. I'm doing good. A couple of things happened to me this week. One is my divorce from the Green Bay Packers is going fabulously. I could not have left them quicker. They not only did they lose, they lost in such a fashion that is the most cruel. Someone in Green Bay should be arrested for how cruel they were to the fans this year.
It was bad.
That's chargeable offenses that they've had.
So that's it. You're done. I'm officially done.
Yeah,
that's amazing to me. That is absolutely amazing. As a lifelong fan, I just can't even fathom.
I don't think he's done, bro.
You don't think so?
Back. It's like the wrestlers when they go bad and shit. He's gonna come back.
Yeah. No.
All right.
I have done it. I was trying to think if I mentioned this before. I did an accounting of my waking hours mm-hmm. and how much time I commit to the Packers. Did I talk
yes,
about this last time?
You did. So, you I mean, did.
It's way too much.
It's unconscionable.
And I'm basically taking a sixth of my waking hours and putting them onto a group of people that have no control over. And even at best, it's like a 1 in 32 chance that it turns out
Listen,
well. It's like it's a loser's game for me.
Hold on. And any exercise where you're counting up the minutes that you spend doing one, two, or three, whatever task, it's going to look terrible because no one spends the majority of time doing just productive things.
No,
you
but
don't.
It should have a good, a positive payoff, though. It shouldn't be.
Okay, like, that's you know, fair. That's it's, fair.
It's in fact the expected outcome as a fan, if you care about winning the Super Bowl or not, is negative. You're most likely not going to win.
That's
so
true.
If you care about that, then you are all, most of the time you're putting all your efforts into something that is expected
okay.
to be a loss.
But
right?
that's what makes when it does happen so amazing and so fulfilling and such a I don't even know like out of body experience that you're going to miss out on.
That's why they create bandwagons. Is you let it go until when they're good, then you jump on and enjoy.
All
so you
right,
enjoy just
okay.
the good part, and you get rid of all the rest.
All right. I like to think that pain builds you up, though. But go ahead.
I got a text this week from someone said, I rub you. I don't know if you recall getting this. No?
Was that your masseuse?
No, it was Omar.
No, that was me. I said that to you.
You said, I rub you?
Wub you. W-B. W-U-B.
No. That was the first one is, I rub you guys. That was the text we got.
Yeah. Sorry, you said
R-U-B.
First of all, the chances like my phone is sitting out and someone saw that text would be really hard to explain.
It's a tough one.
I rub you guys.
One.
That's all it was.
The beauty, though, Dave, is though it's not just to you. It's to two people. It's to me and you. So that's more explainable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
right?
You did. You said I wub, which is it's just very sweet, and I appreciate that, Omar. That was an unexpected smile of my day, but just thankful.
I wonder why I sent that to you, fuckers.
You were probably high as a kite. Yeah, that's probably what it was. Yeah.
Does that diminish it?
No, it doesn't diminish it at all.
Oh,
that's interesting.
Yeah,
got it in writing.
Yeah,
that's right.
Okay.
All right. Should we? We'll kick off the show, but let's pause for a second and let's talk about the big news. Let's just do it.
Yes,
now.
Let's do it. Let's tell everybody.
So as we mentioned last couple weeks, we were nominated, thanks to I think Josh's hard work. I'll give credit where credit's due.
There you go.
Nominated at the Discover Pods Annual Awards, Award Season 2025, and we were nominated for Comedy Podcast of the Year.
Yep.
And Podcast of the Year.
Wait. Okay, this is great. Now, Discover Pods.
Yes.
Okay. David, please continue.
Thank you.
What kind of interruption was that?
Wow. All right, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I thought something was coming there. But
yeah, I thought so, too. I thought we were going to get some words of wisdom there.
Well,
As I'm walking home from class one day, a car jumps the curb and hits me, breaking my pelvis. I'm a college student. There's no way that I have the money to pay for hospital bills. But then I heard about the Advocates. I'm an out-of-state student, and they still represented me. The Advocates helped me every step of the way. I got a full settlement and didn't have to pay a single cent out of pocket.
I'm Matt with the Advocates Injury Lawyers. College is hard enough without worrying about medical bills. If you're hurt, give us a call. We'll take care of the rest.
You threw the suspense out in case you don't know, but we won.
I can't do it, drum roll. We won.
The Comedy Podcast of the Year. So
and
congratulations. Oh, and we won Podcast of the Year.
2025 Podcast of the Year, FTS, Friends Talking Shop.
That's
take
right.
Take that, last week at Denmark.
So, yeah, we kind of break this down a little bit. I think Omar has some comments. But now, I've looked at the website a little closely because when we won, I thought, what just happened here?
Yeah.
They do link to a few podcast influencer pages like Joe Rogan and some others. And so it feels like they are into the scene of podcasting. And so they have these awards.
Oh, yeah. They're the real deal.
You looked into
What are they called again?
Discover Pods. This is the number one internet portal for independent podcasts. Number one.
So This is, and our picture's there. I mean, my kids, when I sent it to them, they all independently searched Discover Pods because they thought for sure this was an AI trick. I thought so too. I was like, no way this happened. But I don't know quite what to think about this. The runner-up podcast of the year is Last Week in Denmark.
Yes. Which also won Best New Podcast.
Okay. So, yeah. You know, and they were tough to beat, but.
So they got a following.
Look, as a U.S. citizen, like, I shouldn't be so U.S.-centric, but I don't know. Is Last Week in Denmark, is that a hot topic of people?
It has to be. But listen, let's not downplay this. This is a global competition. This
is
worldwide. The Danish are voting.
That's, yeah.
And they voted in droves. Lucky for us, our listeners, we asked them to vote on social media, and they did. And we thank you. It's wonderful.
It's a wonderful thing. We're going to ride this and irritate so many people with this news.
Have we? Okay. So yes. Can we just, and look, this isn't manufactured. I'm just curious. So we were talking about this and then AD came in here and shut down the conversation. Prius going live, which is this question. When Josh, let me ask you first.
Yeah.
When you found out that we won this award.
Yes. Discover Pods.
Discover Pods. How did you feel?
Listen, I felt very excited. And if you look, I know we poke fun Last Week in Denmark. I don't know anyone who listens to that podcast. I'm sure it's very good, by the way. There's a 6-person team on there and they break down what happened last week in Denmark. No surprises there. But there's other pods that I recognize and a couple that I listen to that are on the list under, you know, for various categories. And there's a lot of different categories and a lot of different podcasts covered. So listen, it's not like, okay, let's put it this way. It's not a panel of judges. It's a popularity contest and people voted. And it's just either way, it felt really good that we got some recognition. And so it's awesome. I think it's awesome. I think you got to don't downplay it. There's no reason to. Go ahead. No. I know you want to say something.
You want to ask me that question now?
Yeah, I was going to ask Dave. Yeah.
Okay.
Dave, yeah.
All right.
At first I thought it was fake. So I asked Josh, I was like, did you make this an AI thing? Because he's getting pretty good at that. And so, like I said, I had to search it down. And then I couldn't believe it. I felt great about it because, you know, we have a good time. We love doing it. And when people listen to it, I think they find, I can tell if people are saying like, yeah, it's a podcast. I see that. And it's good, but they don't really mean it. I feel like people listen to it and then listen to it again and think it's funny and stick with it. So I feel like I'm proud of the work that we're putting together. But, you know, to win the first time we try feels like.
Well, it's not the first time we try. Don't forget, we've not been nominated. They've been doing this for a long time. We've not been nominated.
No, it's the first time we've tried to, tried to enter.
First time we got, got the nomination and we actually won.
Mm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Come on, man.
What did you feel then, Omar?
Come on, Omar. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm going to listen. I don't mean to sound like Donald Trump.
Oh, man. You are going to pour water all over this.
Was it rigged?
It's not. How is it rigged? How could it possibly be rigged?
Well, that's the thing. No money was spent by me. I don't know. Josh is sitting on a whole fortune of advertising dollars.
Yes, I am. I've got a lot of I've got tens and tens of dollars in advertising money. No, it can't. First of all, if you read the instructions, because believe me, I thought about that. You read the instructions. It says you cannot stuff the ballot box. They have a special program which knows the IP address from which every vote is coming from. And if it's a duplicate IP address, they throw it out.
Wow.
Says it right there on the page.
Wow. So, you know, it's funny. I think the irony, of course, of the last 10 minutes of this conversation.
Yes.
Is that my reaction to this, you know, seemingly incredible, it's a niche podcast brand. It's a good one. It's a top 50 brand for sure.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. But
I was doing some research on Discover Pod.
Yes. Pods.
Discover Pods, excuse me.
It started, by the way, as dishwashing detergent. And then the podcast thing took off, they pivoted.
Well, they're the ones that had the big controversy because people were swallowing them.
Yes, that's when they decided we need to, you know, change course.
Just different kinds of pods.
Kids are eating these, thanks to us. Yeah.
Yeah, that was their original brand. So, although somebody sent me as a gag gift this beautiful device that's an ear cleaner that has a camera built into it.
Yeah, why would you want to see? Why would you want to see
inside your ear canal?
Why? Why do you want to do that? Why do you want to do that?
I mean, it's interesting, right?
Everything I've read about that is that you should not use those. Those are really terrible for your
eardrums. I don't think you're supposed to put that in there like that.
Did you try it?
No, I haven't used it yet.
Don't.
Wait, what does this have to do with our award?
Your ADHD is kicking in, man. That is just
Wait a second. Back to the thread. My point is my muted reaction to this is ironically because of you guys, knowing you guys for 15 years.
Yeah, and?
Right? I have an inability to enjoy joy.
Yeah, it's sad.
Because I'm thinking, what's the catch?
Oh, my God.
I know. It's
There's
terrible.
No catch. There's no
David,
catch.
You're telling me, David, are you telling me right now to let it go and to really enjoy it?
I don't know. There's a part of me that wonders about this, too. I don't
know. Oh, my God.
Look. Here's the deal. You guys can't accept something because you can't even fathom that maybe that people want to listen and maybe people voted for us. That doesn't even cross your mental threshold. It's sad. It's a little sad, actually.
It is.
Look, it's not the Academy Awards. We didn't win against Joe Rogan and Smartless and Conan O'Brien.
All right.
It's independent podcast.
All right. Okay. You want to know what? Well, let's prove it again on this episode. Let's go, team. Let's do it.
The two of you, come on, man. Sometimes you just got to accept things and take them for what they are and be happy about it.
I think Josh is a happier person than both of us, David.
Yeah. I think he's mostly good things happen to him.
You know, dull minds, you know, it's a gift for them.
Yeah.
You know, you're like Ronnie from the Stern Show on the airplane. No music, no headphones, just staring at the window.
No, I don't do that. That I can't do. That's no good.
Just listening to his sound of his life and enjoy every second of it. Yeah. That's beautiful. Well, thanks for voting, everyone.
Yes, thank you, everyone, for voting.
We are an award-winning podcast of the year. I don't know, should we change our art now?
We already did. It's been changed, by the way. It's been changed.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
See, was it changed before we heard the results? I feel is there
shenanigans
there?
No. Right. But you can do it right now. Go on our website and you'll see it right away.
All right. Good deal. Good deal. All right. Well, let's ready to start the podcast, Omar. Let's do it. First of all, before I get into it, I just want to go through a few mechanics here. We have an email and we do have listener mail or email.
We have listener email. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think you say email mail. That's a little redundant.
I was working it out. I would have got there eventually. Our email address is friends@fts.media. If you'd like to check us out, certainly on our website now at friendstalkingshop.weebly.com, you'll see lots of cool stuff, including our merch store, which now is going to include, I think, an award-winning shirt.
Brand new tee. Check it out.
We'll have to check that out, wear that, and continue to rub last week in Denmark's faces in the award. So
is that necessary?
What?
Well, I shouldn't have said that.
He shouldn't have said that. That was wrong.
By the way, to be clear, I thought what you were a bit affected a little bit earlier either as well, Josh.
In what way?
When you were talking about
Last week in Denmark. Yeah. No.
And then you also implied that their topics aren't original.
I never said that.
Well, I hope they're not listening.
No. Wait a second. You said something about their topics aren't going to be so original.
No, I never.
Is that a surprise?
We can roll the tape, but I did not say that. It was not a surprise because it's right in the name is what they're actually talking about, the last week.
Do you think that last week in Denmark is talking about our podcast? On their podcast?
They're listening to this week's probably because they're going to probably be really upset. And here's the thing. I'm half Danish.
Why would they be upset?
Yeah.
Oh, because we won.
We won.
I do dog walking on the side. And one day I got this new client, a new dog. First day out walking it, it just lunged at my face and just practically tore off my nose after it was all over with the pain. And something like that stays with you. I couldn't look in the mirror, just I didn't want to know what I looked like afterwards. with the emotional and physical trauma, there's also the money. Where am I going to get this money to recover and look like myself again? I didn't know who to contact. I ended up talking to my dad, and he told me to talk to the advocates. They walked me through every step, and I never saw a single bill. Lots of plastic surgeries, a lot of tears, but the advocates got me a settlement that covered everything, and then some. I am so glad I made that call.
I'm Matt with the Advocates Injury Lawyers. With us, you can focus on healing from a dog bite, and we'll handle everything else.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm like I said, I'm half Danish. This is how I live. It's all about your first place or your last.
Or your last.
That's how us Danes roll.
Listen, the shirt, you're not going to like it, Omar, but it's Calvin peeing on the Last Week in Denmark logo.
No.
We should listen to their podcast this week and see what they say about the award and see if they mention we lost to.
You know what? Next week, we'll listen to Last Week in Denmark.
Yep.
Wait, yeah. Right. Next week, we'll listen to Last Week. That's
next
correct.
Week.
Thank
we'll
you.
Listen to Last Week.
So we'll listen to it now, I guess. Right? Is that what
and
it
then
means?
We'll talk about it the week after. You know, we should have a podcast about where we review the Last Week in Denmark, and we'll call it Last Week in Denmark.
I love it. We'll see. If we win next year.
Yes, we'll see if that does anything.
I do. Cool. I hope they don't listen to see what we're all about, hear all this nonsense, because like I said, that's my homeland. I do not need enemies in Denmark. So
I don't think they're enemies whatsoever. I embrace them.
Yeah, I do too. That's the official line from Friends Talking Shop, FTS podcast, is that Last Week in Denmark is a fantastic
We support podcast. And promote Last Week in Denmark.
That's right. Hashtag Last Week in Denmark.
Yes.
Let's get this out there. Okay.
I agree.
So also, if you want to follow us, YouTube, Facebook, we have a page out there, Friends Talking Shop, TikTok and Instagram. And Josh is doing just absolutely fantastic work on Instagram and TikTok. You need to follow us there. Even if you don't listen to the podcast, you do need to follow us because some of that stuff. And thank you for texting some of those over because I'm trying to limit some of my social media. So
I knew that. That's what I thought. Some of the better posts I'm going to send directly to you.
I appreciate that.
Yes.
All right. Well, I think we covered a lot of ground.
We did.
And awards and lots of things. So let's go into our main part of the show, our topics, which is where we each come up with a topic that we've not discussed before. Even in the pregame show, we don't have any idea what we're going to talk about. And we will have just an off-the-cuff reaction. Let's go in normal order here. Josh, you want to go first?
Sure. So this was something that I saw on the news that I thought was really unbelievable. And I can't imagine this is going to happen in the manner in which it was described. But do you guys remember in July of this year, 2020, or last year, we're in 2026 now, but July of 2025, so last summer, there was a big flood in Texas where the Guadalupe River rose after all this rain came down.
Yep.
And there was a camp there, a girls' camp. It was awful, named Camp Mystic. It's a tragedy. And they lost 27 girls and counselors were killed. Because they didn't take the precautions necessary. They didn't evacuate anyone from the camp. I mean, it was just absolutely ridiculous. And that area, just so people understand how crazy this natural disaster was, they got 4 months of rain in just hours.
Right.
4 months of rain equivalent in just hours. So it just flooded everyone out. All these kids died. It was awful. These little girls died. And in fact, 18 families are suing this camp for gross negligence. This camp, by the way, has a history of flooding. So this is not the first time. It flooded in 1932, it flooded in 1978, and it flooded in 1984. And then in 1987, there was another flood in a nearby camp where 10 kids died, right?
Oh, boy.
Okay. So you're thinking, Josh, this is funny, but where's the punchline? Am I right?
I think I'm listening to the Last Week in Denmark is what I'm thinking right now.
Yeah.
Let me get to it. Having said all of that, this camp is reopening this summer. Are
is
you
it really?
Kidding me? Camp Mystic is reopening. Who
is that
the
where
hell?
Jason Voorhees was?
No, that's a different camp, and that one wasn't able to reopen.
That's a great question.
It's a crime scene. That whole camp was a crime scene. You can't read it.
Oh, Crystal Lake.
Oh, I think that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's right. Crystal Lake.
Good memory.
All right, would you rather go to Crystal Lake or this shit show? Can't miss
it. Is that your question?
No, that's not my question because that's kind of obvious. You go to this camp. But what parents? Here's my question. What parents are sending their kids to this camp? Who would do that? It's insanity. And if you do, should social services come and take your kids immediately away from you?
Yeah. Well,
gentlemen,
here's the thing. Now, could you send your kids? And if there's a 100-year rainstorm on the way, that maybe then you go pick your kids up a little early. But I thought that was one of the reasons that that the weather service really messed up. Or is that part?
It wasn't the weather service, because there were other places affected by this flooding in this area that took precautions and moved everyone out of the area or to higher ground. They didn't do
that. New ownership.
Is it? It's not new ownership. It's insanity.
So they're opening.
They're opening.
You don't know if anyone's going, though. Like,
I don't know if anyone's going. That wasn't part of the news story. All they said was this camp is reopening for business this summer.
But why would you blame the owners of reopening? I don't fault them for reopening.
Really?
Well, maybe this is all they know. This is their only.
Right? Let's say that's right. Let's say it's all they know and their only business. Wouldn't you at least take a summer off? Wouldn't you at least get out of the way a little bit?
Maybe they can't afford it.
It's pretty fresh. They can't. They killed, or were responsible, or complicit, or whatever the courts might say, for 27 deaths. 27 deaths. You can't tell me that these
isn't that also Matt LaFleur? No, that's 22. Sorry, Packers. Ugh. That coaching job he did.
That's actually pretty interesting. The number 27, how it affects the Packers. Is that because every game the Packers won this year, they scored 27 points. Jordan Love was 27, and the last time the Packers won a Super Bowl was when Aaron Rodgers was 27 and when Brett Favre was 27.
Oh, that's crazy.
And so the 27 was like the magic number.
Wow.
They scored 27 points in the playoff game and lost.
And lost.
Anyway, that's a side point. But yeah, the number 27 is becoming like this very scary number to me.
Wow. There you go. So this is even scarier.
And it triggered me to rip on the Packers to you.
Is that weird?
That's fascinating.
Oh, man, like that's crazy.
Matrix. Yeah.
And I picked this topic without even knowing any of that.
What's going on right now?
That's crazy.
This is so weird.
Yes.
How many?
And the gods killed 27 kids in a setup for this exact moment. That's weird.
I hope no family.
No.
Yeah.
But this is gross to me.
This is
really gross. You cannot open up this camp, at least not this summer. It's gross.
Well, I shouldn't be a camp. Well, here's the thing. I don't quite understand the topography of what's going on there. Like, is it?
It's obviously in a flood zone. It's obviously in a flood zone. Listen,
have they done any precautions? Like, have you looked into it?
Okay. Glad you said that. Okay. So let's talk about that. So there are two things that I thought about immediately, right? And one applies just to me, and the other applies to everybody. I'll do the one just for me first. When I was in college, I went to school in Atlanta. And when I was flying back home from Atlanta to Philadelphia, I was taking a flight and the flight had a bomb scare on it. Okay?
Really?
I'm in the terminal or in the gate waiting to board with everybody else. And they announce this flight has a bomb scare. We're going to sweep the plane. We're going to bring the bomb dogs on, whatever. It's going to take a little bit. But if you want to get rebooked, you can get rebooked. And if not, you can wait and see what happens. I mean, if there's a bomb, you're not flying, but whatever. So I'm like, I don't.
There's a bomb, you have a choice.
Yeah. Right. I'm like, I don't. Everybody rebooked. Everybody rebooked. I watched them out the window. They had the dogs. They had all sorts of, armed forces people that went through the plane. They came out after about a couple hours and said, we swept the plane. It's false alarm. There is no bomb in this plane. We're ready to board for those who want to board. And there was maybe five of us. Five. I've never been on a plane as empty as this plane. And my thought, a reason I bring that up is because this is a situation where, in my mind, I thought, this is the safest plane in the whole damn airport. Not every plane's been swept like this.
Right.
This is the safest plane. And the same thing I'll then, if you relate it to everyone else, 9/11. When 9/11 happened, and then we shut down all the flights for a while, when they reopened, people were scared to fly. And I was like, no, this is when you want to fly. This is the safest it's ever going to be. This is where they're going to take every precaution possible. So I bring that up as a comparison to Camp Mystic to say, wouldn't you have the same type of mentality with Camp Mystic, that this, they are now learned their lesson. This is going to be the safest time to be at Camp Mystic. And I say, no, it's not. Oh, I take not the exact the opposite. Plane. Not, I'm not going to Camp Mystic.
I say no.
I say no. So he let me throw it back to you guys.
He sounds like Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton. Listen to this guy, Dave.
Fat Al Sharpton, not skinny Al Sharpton. Fat Al Sharpton.
You're doing it with your hand, and I said no.
You just contradicted yourself. You said you would get you got on the plane, but you wouldn't go back. Like when
I did.
That logic
That's right,
made no sense.
Oh. This feeling is different. This is like these people.
These people.
I do dog walking on the side, and one day I got this new client, a new dog. First day out walking it, it just lunged at my face and just practically tore off my nose after it was all over with the pain. And something like that stays with you. I couldn't look in the mirror. Just, I didn't want to know what I looked like afterwards. With the emotional and physical trauma, there's also the money. Where am I going to get this money to recover and look like myself again? I didn't know who to contact. I ended up talking to my dad, and he told me to talk to the advocates. They walked me through every step, and I never saw a single bill. Lots of plastic surgeries, a lot of tears, but the advocates got me a settlement that covered everything, and then some. I am so glad I made that call.
I'm Matt with the Advocates Injury Lawyers. With us, you can focus on healing from a dog bite, and we'll handle everything else.
These
Wait
people,
a second.
The Camp
Watch
Mystic people,
with this.
The owners of Camp Mystic, I don't know who the hell they are. I've never seen their pictures. I don't know who they are. But the owners of Camp Mystic, this camp's been flooded multiple times in its history. And they did nothing for this last summer, knowing that they've had flooding of catastrophic levels in prior years. So I'm not trusting them to do anything this summer, even though they're getting sued out the wazoo by all these families. I find it so arrogant for them to open up this camp again. It makes me angry that they're opening up this camp.
You need to follow up and see if they have an official new group of kids at the camp. Like, I think just opening it isn't
well
this.
They can't bring the old kids back, Dave. They no longer exist, unfortunately.
I didn't say the old kids.
Yes,
new
well
kids.
You said new kids, and that implied kids from last year.
Will kids come? Like, yes. Is there actually going to be there's probably going to be some kids that want to do that as a thrill, or maybe
these are little kids
again?
These are little kids.
Are you sure
awful.
Not opening up for like thrill seekers? This is going to be for like 20-year-olds.
No, this is not for tornado chasers. Oh, that's gross. This is not for tornado chasers. This is a camp for little girls. It's what family, what parents are going to send their little girl, their sweet daughter, to this camp?
I think more research is needed here. But I want to ask Omar. I want to ask you this question about the bomb on the plane.
Yes.
What would you do? Would you get on that plane or would you?
I'd like to know what
rebook?
You would do too, Dave.
You know what I would do.
Well, yeah. Well. But Omar, would you get on that plane?
I would. I'm a fatalist. I would get on the plane.
Yeah.
Because you're a fatalist?
Yeah.
That's the wrong reason to get on the plane.
Yeah, Josh, you know what fatalist means?
Yes, I know what a fatalist means.
What is it?
Yeah.
It's a guy who plays Mortal Kombat a lot, right?
Yeah.
Don't you play a lot of Mortal Kombat?
Fatality.
David.
Finish him.
So David, he's saying he's like, if fate if is going to fate, happen,
yeah,
it's going to happen.
It.
Yeah,
I,
right, right. So
it's already set, bro.
We've been
How
down
I
this
go
road.
Down, listen, for real.
You have a choice in life. I had a choice. I could get on that plane or I could not. That's my free will choice. That wasn't set for me. I chose it. And other people didn't.
I think I would rebook.
You would. You would rebook.
Yeah, I'm too afraid.
Sometimes that's crazy.
I will see a story when I wake up on like Yahoo Finance about a plane crash the day I'm flying, and I want to rebook then. I feel like that's a bad omen. So
See, I think that's the best time to fly. It's just logically, I'm more pragmatic than the two of you, I think. I think I'm more logical than the two of you. I looked at that situation and I went, they're sweeping this plane. This plane's going to be clean.
Yeah,
I'm getting on it. Whereas other people went, oh my God, there's a bomb scare. I'll just go to this other plane that they didn't sweep with dogs.
That's true. Maybe if I was with you, you could have convinced me. But I don't feel I'm a superstitious person, but I think I will that's not a good sign. That's a bad luck. I don't want to change like socks, or if I'm playing with a pen while the Packers are up, I used to leaving this pen, or I'll bring this pen back. Like I think I have a superstitious part to me.
But, okay. Well, you just said you weren't superstitious.
No, I am. I think, I don't like to think of myself as, but I think I have lots of elements of it.
Okay. So Omar, you're getting on because it's your fate to go on that plane.
Yeah. I mean, I flew right after 9/11.
So did I.
For the same reasons.
Why would it be your fate? Wouldn't it be your fate to rebook a different flight? Why is that not your fate?
I didn't want to do it. I wanted to get on that flight.
That's a whole different reason.
No, I mean, I'm living my life. It's kind of like, I don't know. I feel like this is that movie with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Inception?
Which one? Wall Street? Wolf of Wall Street?
No, with all the shit moving around.
Facts of Life?
No, Inception.
Inception.
Was he on Facts of Life? And that was George Clooney.
No, yeah, was on...
He was on Growing Pains. Growing Pains.
No, he wasn't Growing Pains.
Yeah. Yeah, Growing Pains.
No.
He was on the Kirk Cameron. Yes, he was.
Oh, okay. Maybe you're right. You're right. Right.
Yes, but I am. Right.
I would read a book. I would read a book.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. Anyway. If they really invested in a lot of sandbags, maybe. But I know if for my daughter, I wouldn't get on the plane. I wouldn't send my kids back.
You wouldn't send your kid there.
No, no.
Omar, would you send your kid there?
No, but I don't believe in those kinds of things.
What do you mean? What kinds of things?
In camps, kids.
You don't believe in camps? Well, they exist. No. So I don't know why you don't believe in them.
I think
they exist.
They're half, a third of the people there are molesters.
Okay, well, that's a little extreme. Yeah.
What a topic.
For real.
What a topic.
Would you rather send your kids to Camp Mystic or a camp where there's three molesters there? But they can't molest everybody, so the chances of your kid getting molested are probably The numbers are in your favor.
I would rather send them to Camp Mystic because I feel like I could get in front of a rainstorm. As soon as it rains a little bit, I'm running to get my kid.
You're not going to get your kid in time. That was part of the issue. The parents couldn't even get their kids, and they were
saying, "Yeah, it's overcast. I'm running and picking them up."
It's going to be overcast quite a bit.
yeah. I would be staying close by, let me tell you. I'd be tempted.
All right. Okay. So, all right.
All right. Well, let's move
on. Yes.
Omar, what's your topic this week?
So I alluded to this earlier. LW3 has a new business partner.
This is your business, just so everybody understands. This is the name of your company that does.
And he's quite a hoot. It's a little... intimidating because he knows so many really interesting people that I've met even in the last few weeks. And I was in Miami recently at the Moore. I mentioned it.
Yep.
And he's like, we're meeting this person tomorrow. And he sends me a website. This person has their own website.
Okay.
And I'm like, wow. And
are you impressed by websites? Because Friends Talking Shop has one.
Here's where she worked. Ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
She was her experience includes, she was a White House Presidential Innovation Fellow, entrepreneur in residence.
Wow.
Then she went to work at Microsoft in business development and strategic partnerships in ed tech and biz dev. Then she was at the Government Tech Policy Congressional Internet Caucus Director. Then she was founder of and startup of a company called Travel Angel that sold.
Okay.
and she's designed products for HP, Google, Apple, Sony. She worked at in the Defense Department, and she's also been incredibly successful. She's a partner now at a large tech company.
Wow, very underachiever.
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
And then he goes, okay, we're meeting her at 8 a.m. and we're doing a hit workout. I go, a hit what? What is a HIIT workout?
workout? You're going to do a workout?
Hit workout.
A HIIT workout.
What's a HIIT workout?
High impact training.
High intensity interval training. Oh, I think interval. But interval is the key, right?
Yeah. High anything. Well, certain highs I have no problem with.
Yes, not this one.
These are the highs I have no interest in. Yes. I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
I feel like my dad going to a restaurant. I did not want to go there, right? But I had to go there.
Yeah.
I had to. So I did it. And, you know, it wasn't.
Was it hard?
It was my nightmare because it was oomch, oomch, oomch. And then it was breaks. I actually liked their structure. It's like, it's very fascinating that they kind of like have integrals and their groups move around. David, you've probably done this. I've never done this before. And it shows you what you're doing. It's quite fascinating. But
so it's a class. It's a class, right?
It's, well, you're with two other people. It was me, him, and
oh, just
and
the
her.
Three of you doing
actually,
it. Okay.
It's groups of four. And there was some random person.
Okay.
So that's happening. I do great because I'm in decent shape, you know.
Sure. And
crushed it, I'm sure.
Yeah, crushed it.
But, you know, listen, you know my motto, never let perfect in the way of good, right?
Right.
So, but anyway, so we end that and then we go to Pure Vida.
Were you wearing your bomb vest while you were working out? Your electric shock vest?
No.
Yeah.
No. I was wearing
we need LV to refer to episode, whatever.
Whatever episode that was. Yeah.
So then we're talking and it's and she is 150 miles an hour, like her brain, and incredibly whatever, very I'm blown away by her brain and whatever else and everything else about her. So then I said to her something, and I said to her the following thing.
Yeah.
I go, has anybody ever asked you for your eggs?
What?
Yeah. So I said to her,
Hold on. Please tell me there was a buildup to this question where you were talking about personal stuff. Please tell me you weren't just talking about your business and deals and then you just dropped the eggs on her.
Josh, this is your problem, right?
It's your problem.
Is it my problem?
You're unable to communicate about things like this.
Yes. I am unable to ask a woman I just met if I can have some of her unfertilized eggs.
Wait, that's not what I said.
What did you say?
I said to her, has anyone ever asked you for your eggs? That's what I asked. It's a very different question.
Were you at Denny's at the time?
We were walking in the design district in Miami.
Yeah, that's a different question then. And so, what did she say to that?
Well, my business partner.
Yeah.
Jumped in front of traffic.
Was a little, he made it clear he was a little, he thought that was a crazy question.
What? You just yelled at me. Did you yell at him for that?
I didn't have a chance to.
It is a crazy question. Because
she
is.
Because she goes, because she responded. She goes a few times.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Without hitting, missing a beat, huh?
Without missing a beat. I go, I already have four embryos, but like your brain, like amazing. She goes, yeah. I'm like, I've been asked
her
for
brain,
mine.
Your hair, oh, miracle baby,
Superman,
super
I think
baby.
My hair is all I really bring to the table, honestly, sometimes.
Look,
that's why I just said your hair.
Can I tell you something? I had the weirdest call with this guy yesterday in our industry. He works for a large firm.
Is this a different topic?
No, well, it gets back to my insecurities.
Yeah, go ahead. Super.
He is a super good looking dude. Okay.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Not only like, but like built like he's a, you know, whatever. And so the call's ending. And I go to him. I go, hey, cheekbones. I go, question for you.
Cheekbones?
He had really good cheekbones.
But you called him cheekbones?
I did.
Was that the first time you ever spoke with him?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It says.
Hey,
you ask him for his sperm? No,
you are.
No, wait a second.
You're a
I
piece
said
of work.
To him,
hey, has anyone ever asked you for a cup of sperm before?
No, I didn't know.
Were you trying to find something for her eggs that you thought was perfect? You're making a baby in your lab. Like,
hey, yeah. My God.
An amazing baby in your basement.
What I said to him was, how tall are you? And he's like, 6 foot. I go, okay, got it. He goes, what do you want to hear me say? 5'6"? I go, yeah.
Yes, that's exactly what you
wanted to hear. I actually did want to hear you say 5'6".
So he knows he's good looking too.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are very unconventional compliments that I'm sure they felt amazing afterward, even though, and it probably gave him a story. But those are actually two great compliments. And listen,
for every one of those, there's a soul man, right?
Yes, the correct. Your soul man gas. Yeah,
they don't always hit.
No.
But so I guess my question for you two idiots is what are other, like, I have been asked at times for that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You people.
What?
Yeah, I have.
You don't have eggs.
No, for my sperm.
Oh, that makes more sense.
I've had women say, I would give you eggs if you want to. I would love to have a kid with you. Like in that way. Like, I swear. Like people, I should have done it, honestly.
Is that just to avoid having sex with you? Why don't we just put it in this Dixie cup here?
Look, I'll tell you what. Let's go halfway.
Yeah.
Don't touch me.
I have a better idea.
Yeah.
No. These weren't even women that I'd ever dated.
They just want your sperm.
Or they've offered me their eggs.
They've offered you their eggs.
Mm-hmm. Are women offering children to you as well?
No, this doesn't happen. Look, I think I'm on the apex of my career and my whole like look. I have a few more years being relevant.
I got you. This is it for you.
You are.
I have about a year and a half window, 18 month half life.
Ooh, that's not a lot of time.
It's not a lot of time.
No, it's not a lot of time.
Gather those eggs. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I will say, so my question to you, personas is, what are other nice, but so part of the conversation was, is there a better compliment to get? And she agreed. It's an incredible compliment to get.
It is. And when you think about it, you go, yes, that is an amazing compliment, because you're basically telling her you are amazing in every way and I'd love to replicate you. That's what you're saying, which is really an ultimate compliment. But
yes,
it is ridiculously creepy and weird.
So.
Oh,
that's
it is.
Okay.
It is.
So then, okay, Josh, give me your version of that.
Here's my version. Boy, you are incredibly accomplished. And that's a normal compliment.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
So I found out afterwards, we spent 2.5 hours together. And my let's call my business partner, Frederico.
Okay, call him Frederico.
Frederico was like, I've seen her meet someone for 5 minutes and walk away because she's not interested in a conversation with someone. She has no time for whatever.
But you.
We were together for 2.5 hours. Josh, she would have stayed 5 minutes with you.
Listen, that's incorrect. That's incorrect.
If that's what you told her that she's accomplished?
I wouldn't say that.
Tiger mom?
You asked
what is
me,
that?
You asked me for an equivalent compliment that meant
from
the
you,
same thing.
Okay, David, what would yours be?
I wouldn't
be,
have
David?
Said that.
Well,
hey, wait, hold
first
on, hold
of all,
on, hold on, hold on.
David would have whipped out some forceps and
excuse me, if I may,
let's
Josh,
go.
Josh,
let's go.
Wait.
I'm gonna scrape your fallopian tube right now.
Let me have a more sort of focused conversation on this.
Please.
Let's focus on the archetype of her.
Yeah.
Which would be different for each of you.
Yes.
Right? I'm not saying there's other archetypes that are equally as impressive and whatever. There are for certain. This is one that I just happened to see. And when I saw
I get it,
I'm like, wow.
I get it.
So
I get
let's
it.
Say you saw an archetype that fit. You're like, wow, this person really needs to whatever. You would say to them, you're incredibly accomplished. That's
no,
Josh's. That's, okay.
No, you asked me for an equivalent. I would simply ask for a stool sample.
Well, actually, I actually did something similar to this. Can I tell you what I did?
Please.
So there is someone that I thought was incredible. And I thought, you know, I wanted to give a compliment like that and I thought about kind of the eggs kind of thing. So this is what I said. Will you marry me? That's what I did.
Oh,
man. Oh, my God.
That is so.
Oh, geez.
I needed to get that on there. So.
Yeah,
David,
there
you
we
know
go.
What's funny? I didn't. I got it.
It's true,
you said the will. But Josh, that was unbelievable.
Yeah, that was well done. in that, a very horrible
way.
That's
fascinating, because usually we pick up on you're very slow moving, Dave.
Well, listen.
So you usually, no, it's true, Dave. It's Josh. It's true. If he's going left, we know he's going left. You know what I mean?
No way. Like, I just crossed over on you. I can do it anytime I want.
You did. You broke our ankles. Like, listen, it had to happen because for 99 episodes, he's trashed his wife, or at least she seems to interpret it that way.
He's just new 100. An Allen Iverson.
He did a very nice
job. That is the equivalent. I'm not giving out compliments to random women about their eggs. Like, it is the equivalent. Because I already did that. Yeah.
It's the equivalent. So, there you go.
Wait a second. So you're saying that if, as a married man, you're not allowed to say that to a woman as a compliment who you're not married to?
Gotta keep it secret if I do. Yeah, I don't think she would be into that.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't agree. I know you don't agree because you said it.
It could be done in a non-sexual way.
It's not sexual either.
Humping her leg.
It's not sexual. I didn't take it as sexual the way when you originally described it.
I think it approaches the area.
I think it's how it works. Here's what it is. You're in a personal, it's something you would ask someone you've known for a while and you're comfortable with, not someone you just met.
Well, yes.
I think that's the ultimate compliment.
It is. I'm not saying it isn't.
I agree with that.
When you boil it down, it is.
Just like, by the way, it's the same thing for a man to get that compliment.
We don't have eggs.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. Yes.
It's the same thing.
Yes.
Oh, correct. If someone said that to me, I would tell everyone.
That's how you met your wife.
Yeah. That's right.
What I do, I'm waiting for that moment, but I keep a bunch of baggies in my backpack.
Yeah, you want to be accommodating.
I keep samples and I'm ready to go. If someone asks me for it, I can just reach in my backpack and go.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's funny you ask. Here
Hold
you
on
go.
One minute. Yeah.
Here you go.
All right, that was a good one. Let me go to my topic. I'll try to be quick on mine. So last week I had a conference, kind of a leadership conference with the company I work for. And one of the speakers they brought an outside speaker, and his name is Ryan Holiday. Are you familiar with Ryan Holiday?
I love this guy. I don't know him. You got that dude?
Yeah. Isn't that pretty good, right? That's so interesting that Omar knows who this is and Josh, you don't.
No idea. Who is it?
Ryan Holiday has a podcast that it's not independent, so he probably wasn't up for an award, but we would have had a good fight to duke it out with him.
Sure.
It's called do you know what it is, Omar? You know what his podcast is or what his topic is?
Yeah, it's happiness and
very close to that. It's the Daily Stoic. So you guys know Stoic? Are you familiar with the Stoic philosophy?
Yes.
He's a very good speaker, too.
I don't think you guys do, so I'm going to describe it anyway, even though you said you did. There are four cardinal virtues of Stoicism. It's wisdom.
Check.
Shoot. Courage.
Yeah, check.
Kind of self-control and justice. I got them from memory.
Yeah.
So, and it's not emotionlessness.
Motionless.
It means not having emotions. You have emotions. Right. Like you do things, but the basic tenet that I've gotten from it is that you can't, all you can really control is your mind and your own choices, your own decisions. You can't control even your body. You don't have control over. You could have illness,
but
you don't control other people. You don't control your environment. You don't control politics. You control your response to that. And if you control that, then you have kind of found a peace in life that other people can't achieve, right?
Yeah.
So I thought about this and in a couple ways. One is I'll come back to it. I apologize if people hate sports, but the Packers is a good example of this. I don't have control over this.
But
my reaction to them losing is way out of proportion to what it should be. Like I'm really upset.
That's why you feel you had the conviction to quit the Packers.
Yeah, he's listening to propaganda that made him quit the Packers.
You saw Oprah Winfrey speak, and you feel like you got a car.
That's right. I've gotten all this time back that I'm no longer going to invest all that time into those guys winning instead of those guys winning. I don't know those guys. I bet you if I met those guys, they'd probably make fun of me. And the Bears might be the nicest people in the world. Who knows? I don't know them, but I only care about those guys, not those guys. That's dumb. And I will continue probably be aware of the games and things like that, but I'm going to change my emotions.
Wow.
So that is one example of my new stoicism philosophy in life.
You had an epiphany. You had an epiphany.
I did. Until this happened to me.
I knew it.
So last week I went to see last Friday I went and saw a movie.
Okay.
In the theater, and it's called Is This Thing On? I don't know if you saw it. It's Will Arnett.
Yeah, Will Arnett. He's a stand-up comic, right?
Yep. And
I've seen the previews.
I won't give any spoilers. He has marriage problems, and through his marriage problems, he discovers stand-up comedy, and I find that interesting. And so I went with my son, not my wife, but I had good conversation about it. Very good movie. Is This Thing On? I'd recommend.
Okay.
But it was opening night, so the theater was pretty packed. And I'm sitting in a theater, and the chair next to me is these nicer seats. It's not like the old bucket seats, but there's a little bit of distance. But you're kind of sitting right next to somebody, right? When it's a stranger there. So this couple comes in, and he sits down next to me with a bunch of food. I mean, they came. They had sodas. They had pretzel with mustard, which smells so gross. And he had
a pretzel with mustard smells gross.
I hate mustard. I hate it.
Okay. All right.
Huge burger. I mean, like a huge burger. Unwrapped it, and he's chomping it. I mean, he's literally inches away from my
face. Is it during the movie?
Yes.
He's not doing it in the previews. He's eating it while the movie's going on.
Well, it's pretty close to – he was late in the previews, but in the movie it started. So he's eating it into the movie. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So first of all, anyone eating a hamburger that you don't know sitting right next to you, stranger, is gross. I normally like the smell of burgers, right? But not into someone other's pie hole, right?
Didn't you have food? Didn't you have popcorn?
Not that time. We just had a soda. Yeah.
Okay. So, all right.
So anyway, I'm like, so I put my shirt on my nose because one, I didn't want to smell it.
That bad?
Well, what that does is two things. One is it's a signal.
It's a signal.
You're gross. I'm trying to signal, right? Hoping that any other shenanigans he's got going on, he's now going to be a little bit careful. So then,
protecting against future shenanigans.
Yeah. So then he starts eating his pretzel with mustard, which is also gross. So I'm having to go through that. But then, as the movie's going on, his wife or his date or whatever, talks through the whole movie. She doesn't understand a single thing.
That's way worse.
She's like, "Wait, where are they?" He's like, "He's at their parents' house." So she's talking. He drinks his soda. Every time he takes a swallow of soda, he drinks it. You hear him swallow. He goes, after every swallow. The gulp. So that was, and then the very last thing, which I'm an ice chewer. I do it all the time. I get that. But both of them were ice chewers, and they chewed their ice as if they were home by themselves. Just cup back, slide it down, chomp, chomp, chomp. Like it must have been open mouth. Like it was the most disgusting thing. So at that point, when they started chewing their ice, I'm like, okay.
I'm
a confrontational person a lot of times when I hit a certain point. Like I kind of throw caution to the wind. My son is not. So if I would have said, "Hey, will you guys please shut up?"
He would have been upset with that.
Yeah. Yeah. But I
how really old were these people? How old? Give me an age.
I would say 40 to 50.
Interesting.
So I was not worried that my life was in danger. I felt like if it came to blows, I was confident. I could at least kind of stand my own. But I wanted to say, hey, would you please shut up? Because,
yes.
I mean, after four or five things, I thought, they have no concept of being in a public space. Like, this is so bad.
Was the theater crowded?
Yeah.
So you couldn't have moved to a different chair?
No, we were in the second row, and it was a smaller theater because it's not a huge.
Okay.
You know,
it's very odd for a 45-year-old to have that behavior.
Know. It was like, have you ever been out in the public before?
Yeah,
so
that's crazy.
I looked over to try to catch his eye, and I never got it. And I said, okay, I'm going to say something now. And then I remembered, wait a minute, I'm supposed to have a Stoic philosophy in 2026. So
come on.
So I'm going to tell you what I did. What would you guys do at this point?
So I'm not a confrontational person. If it was just, I could handle the eating. The constant talking is tough, but I would do passive aggressive stuff. I would say if I was with my son, I'd lean over and go like, "Oh my God, they're talking again."
Yeah. Well, he was on the other side of me though. So that,
And you don't think you could hear that? He could hear that?
I don't. I think it would have been tough if I'd have said, look, you know, I would have had to point out, yeah, I'd have did something to kind of make it more
because
obvious.
That's horribly annoying. I don't know. I'd have to be in that situation to think about whether I'd actually say something. But if they were talking literally at every single moment, like every couple minutes, I think I'd have to go, excuse me, could you guys just not talk during the movie?
All right. So you would do that?
Maybe. Okay. Yeah. I think I'm not 100% there, but I'd go passive aggressive first, see if they caught some hints, maybe some sighs like Omar's been doing during your topic or something like that to let them know with my body language, like, yo, this is not cool. You're disruptive.
You're, all right, you're most, ruining the experience. Most likely doing nothing is what you're telling me.
Okay, is that how you took it? So, yes.
I did. Yeah. I think that's okay. What we all know. You
passive aggressive. Yeah.
Omar, I feel like you would know what to do here.
Yeah. You know what he'd ask him for some sperm.
It's happened to me. It's happened to me at the Super Bowl 1 year.
Yes, you mentioned this on the podcast. This exact story.
No,
and
you guys
said
again.
Something. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no. Well, I got into a yes, and then it's amazing. Like, I think about it sometimes. If I was interviewing you guys, would I hire you? Right. And and it's almost like, you know, how you guys think about these situations. Like, let me ask you a question, Josh. Mm-hmm. Have you ever talked your way out of a ticket before?
Oh God, yeah. I can talk my way out of a lot of stuff. I talk my way into stuff too.
David?
No ticket. You got arrested. Yeah. I have not lately.
Yeah. No, not lately, but I yeah.
So when you think about this, now let's do the math, right? Now, when you're in these types of areas, right, mm-hmm. you know, what you want to find, right, is any type of centralized authority, right? So mm-hmm. it's very simple. You walk out of the theater.
There's no centralized authority in a movie
of course
theater
there
anymore.
Is.
You, yes, there really? Is. There's an usher? Those don't exist anymore.
You go to the front.
Then you're missing the movie.
Say, no. No.
Yeah.
I say this. Wait a second. Let me finish. And you say, there's a guy with a bag of popcorn. I think he has a kid there under who's not under there.
Oh, you're playing dirty. You're playing dirty.
Hey, we're trying to get to a conclusion here, right?
You are, but why wouldn't you try just to ask them first? And maybe they didn't realize how disruptive they
it
were.
Would be, no, it would be there'd be no way to do it. Well, first of all, hold on, to be clear. I'm sorry. I would 100% do that, but it would have no impact. We all know the answer to this.
Maybe, maybe not.
David, you were there.
Yeah.
Do you think it would have had an impact if you said something?
Well, I got to give the answer of what happened in order to answer your question. And I did nothing. I tried to think about the idea of it is how I am reacting to it. They are bothering me. And I want to kill them.
Oh my God, this is like the progressives. This is crazy shit, dude.
But this is not the. But hold on a second. This
that's
is not
nuts.
This
that
is not the Packers.
Cut off my finger. They are just. How am I going to take that?
Wait,
this
stop,
is
stop,
crazy.
Stop.
No,
it's not
true.
The Packers, Dave. The Packers you cannot control.
Yeah.
This you can. You have a little bit of
correct.
Control over.
Correct.
But
correct.
You know. But I wanted to be able to like look. I thought to myself, listen, if they were part of my group. Like, and they were talking, it wouldn't bother me as much. Like, it's the fact that I don't know who they are. They seem so incredibly rude. So I try to, like, I'm going to just assume they're friends with us that we're seeing the movie together. And, like, somehow that sort of cooled it down. I tried to, like...
You made make-believe?
Yeah, basically, yeah. Because I want to control... This is the whole point. I want to control my reaction to it. My first reaction is I want to, you know, throw my soda in their face and be like, how do you like that for noise? But I don't want that to be the case. Like, yes, if it's an offense of something that I need to like injustice is happening, but this is a small thing. Like I should be able to handle it. And so I did everything in my mind to try to say like this, why does this bother me? I want to step back. Why does this bother me?
Nobody else in the theater was bothered by these two
idiots.
Yeah,
what about the people on the other side of them?
I don't know. Well, no one else said anything. And this is how it normally goes. No one says anything a
lot
of times,
right?
This is
what the French did with the Nazis, bro.
It is.
It's
appeasement.
Seriously.
It's appeasement.
It's appeasement. It's crazy. Yeah.
You want Poland? Here you go.
Yeah, no, well, no, because that's not just like that is like what's happening here, I think, didn't rise to the level of World War II. So I ended up letting it go.
Not,
but,
of course not. That's not the point.
It sounds like, I mean, wow.
Did you enjoy the movie?
I did. I thought it was very good.
So it didn't go so much, so awful that it ruined your entire movie experience.
I think it actually, after time went on, I kind of let it go. Like when I was focused on it, I couldn't not do anything but hear every question that she said.
Yeah.
I mean, and the ice and everything. What I ended up doing is I was like, I'm an ice chewer too. So guess what? I'm chewing my ice. Like, you know,
so dismissive of me, you did some passive aggressive shit too.
No,
like I would do.
I chew ice. I would when I get to the bottom of soda, but I would in a movie theater, I do it very quietly, but
out
I
of respect
I
for
like,
other people.
Yeah, that's right. But I thought,
good for you. Yeah.
So I made other people miserable as well. So there were probably like two people were chewing ice in front of me is probably someone else's story. But
now, why don't you just ask your son to switch seats with you?
Oh, that'd have been a good one.
Yeah.
That'd have been good. Although then I'd throw him into it. So, but probably even more stoic than I am.
Your kids are there. They're supposed to be bumper guards, man. Can you give out how many years you were a bumper guard for him?
Yeah,
with the reality of life.
Yeah,
that's
fair,
true.
Fair
that's
enough.
Very true.
You've earned it. I mean,
but his kid's an adult now. He's now.
Yeah, he can jump on a landmine for you.
That's very true.
Yeah,
I don't think it's quite worked that way yet. But hey, I'm here to say I think it actually worked. Here's the outcome. Yeah, maybe something happened that shouldn't have. But my happiness, like if I had a score, was probably much higher as a result.
Well, then it's a win.
That's really what I care
about.
Then
it's a win.
Right.
So it's a win. Exactly.
I hope to tell you other stoicism superhero stories like this in the future.
Now, if he had choked on his burger and then went unconscious on the floor, that would be a win too.
That would. I wouldn't have let that bother me. I'd say, I can control my action. I'm going to let him work it out. Yeah.
And you have to tell the EMTs to keep it down with their CPR. You're trying to watch a movie.
That's right. That's exactly right. Well, maybe someday he might. So,
hey, your defibrillator is way too loud, buddy. Way too loud.
When you say clear, say clear. Whisper clear. Yeah,
Whisper clear. We're watching a movie here.
All right. Well, this is your first time with us, that's what an episode's like. It's very
and we have listener mail, Dave.
Sorry about that. Let's go to listener mail. Play the
listener
bumper
mail.
All right.
So we got it's two emails, but I'm going to read them as one because it's from the same person. It's from the Rob C. And it's directly to you, Omar. So if you want to pay attention to this, because he's wrote this letter to you. He said, Omar, you mentioned on the last episode, so this would be, I think, episode 99. It is. About the issues with your dog and brother-in-law. For those who don't remember, Omar talked about his dog taking a shit in his brother-in-law's house and how that didn't go well. So he goes on to say, I think this podcast is great in that it gets into deep details about things that happened to the three of you. I would venture to guess that both Josh and Dave have stories similar or maybe not similar about your in-laws. Josh, Dave, anything to share?
Oh,
so he wants to know if we have similar things to share on that. I'm trying to think. Look, I mean, your families are weird. You always have weird parts of your families that are just like that drive you up a wall. But you know,
I have a couple of good stories that I'm sure my family that listens to this podcast. I don't believe my in-laws do, but and they probably remember the story. It's too long to tell, and it's another Packer reference story.
This is
why I need to give up on them. I'm so sorry.
Oh man,
we went for Christmas one year.
Yeah,
and in the Packers. No. This is like in their late 80s or early 90s when they weren't very good. And if they won the last game of the season, then they go to the playoffs, which they hadn't been in my lifetime, basically. So we're in Denver for a Christmas meal and get together. And I said, hey, do you mind if I watch the Packer game in the basement and watch the game and skip the Christmas lunch?
Wow.
It did not go over well. And you can imagine the Packers ended up losing horribly. So when I went back upstairs, I was not as
contrite in a good mood
as I should have been.
Yeah.
And it ended up souring. We might have been married only a year or two. So I started my marriage off on a real bad note because of the Green Bay Packers and the Christmas of 92.
We scheduled our wedding around the four sports so we wouldn't miss anything. We literally scheduled our wedding around that. Now we wanted a summer wedding anyway, so it didn't make too much of a difference. But yeah, I would never miss an Eagles game. I was diehard. My grandmother once, when I was in school, my grandmother, who's no longer with us, she had a layover in Atlanta, but it was a short layover, but it was right during the Eagles game. That's not going to work.
You missed, see her?
No, I didn't see her that time. I mean, yeah. It was a ritual. We all got together and watched the Eagles game together. It was crazy. It was right in the middle. You know,
yeah.
So certain things, I don't know.
That's a tough question. Because in-laws,
it's a tough question.
I don't want to get into my.
No one wants to get into the dirty parts. But this is what he says, Omar. He goes on. So he says, about your dog shitting at your brother-in-law's house. It's one thing if it shits there once, but your dog's a repeat offender. And I know you love your little doggy. You should never bring the dog back to the house again. This one's on you, not your brother-in-law or sister. Train the fucking dog. I'm just quoting here. It's what he says. To not shit in people's houses, then you'll be fine. You're dead wrong on this one, Omar. You are the one who owes the apology. That's from Rob C. What do you think of that? That's hard. He came at you.
No, it's not. He's thinking about it. I'm not. I don't believe I'm beyond reproach. I did apologize.
Okay.
The challenge is that if I'm not with my dog when I'm home, then what am I doing there? Right?
If you're not with your dog when you're home, then what are you doing there?
Yeah, I don't want to leave my dog. Like, it's like, I'm not going to leave him at like wherever.
And I will say this, in your defense, by the way, I have been to many industry events with you and you've brought the dog because the dog... And your own events, the only events you put on, that dog is running around. And I have to say, your dog is very well behaved.
Yeah, I don't understand.
And he's off leash, and he comes to you when you call. I was once, listen to this, Rob C, and everyone else. I was once with Omar in Manhattan, in New York City, when he had two dogs. And we walked to this place, and he had both dogs off leash in Manhattan. With all the cars and all the people, and they followed us everywhere we went.
But they didn't stay at his heels. I've walked with him in New York too, and I remember we went by the harbor, and they are all over. Went all over like they, but they
much
came back
on the harbor. That's different there. I mean, when you're sidewalk, there's
it was amazing, and so they're well trained. So the dog had a bad day. He took a shit in the house, and he's done it a couple times.
Look, it's. That's the challenge, right? Is that like when I go home, like that's what, you know, that's what sucks when your parents pass, like you can just, you're home. Like, your parents don't care if that happens kind of thing. And that's kind of a reminder. And like, so I don't know. It sucks. It just sucks. It's a very different thing. And I mean, I don't know how to think about it. I can't change. I'm not saying I'm not apologetic even now. I just think that, these things are complicated.
Yeah, you played the emotional card, and that's a good way to get out of this one.
It was a very special episode.
That was very well played.
Yeah,
tug on our heartstrings. Yes.
Yeah, you want to feel... Yeah, well,
yeah.
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
Rob, I'm sure Rob C. is regretting his question.
No,
yes, that's
regret it. No,
thanks for writing in, Rob C. And if you want to write in and yell at Omar... feel free to do so at, what is it, Jay? friends@fts.media.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. So that's our listener
that's
email.
That's our email. All right. Well, we please encourage you to yell at Omar or make us think about stories about our in-laws and emails in the future. So please stay in touch.
I mean, I guess every 100th episode we win an award. Let's see if we get to the next 100.
That's the idea. We're gonna stay off the stage for another 100 episodes.
That's kind of crazy. I got a fucking pack. That's kind of crazy ass timing.
That's right.
Isn't it?
That's right. Well, yeah. Again, congrats, guys. Discover Pods, number one podcast of the year 2025.
Of the year 2025.
Never take it away from us.
It's ours.
They never. Yeah. Well, we'll be back with 101. We're running out of sports numbers now, but we'll be back with 101 in the near future. Look forward to talking to you all then. Until that time, bye, everyone.
See ya.
See you guys another time.